The U.S. military presence in Iraq and Afghanistan is much smaller now than it used to be, but some American troops are still there, and especially in Afghanistan, lots of U.S. taxpayer dollars are still being spent. The reporters at ProPublica have been looking into where that money has gone over the years. In fact, they've collated some remarkable statistics and stories about how taxpayer dollars have been wasted in Afghanistan in the last few years. The data is drawn from the findings of the U.S. government's own Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. Megan McCluskey wrote the piece for ProPublica. Megan, give us your favorite examples of waste.
Oh, there are so many. I think the best example are the planes we bought for $486 million that never really made it off the ground. And we, in fact, ended up junking them for scrap metal for the grand sum of $32,000, which comes out to 6 cents on the pound.
I was curious about the $3 million spent on patrol boats that were never used.
Oh, yes. Those boats that the military bought but could not say why they bought them or what they were going to do with them. And then the boats never made it out of a naval storage facility in Virginia.
There's some interesting categories here. You have a column for outright waste and another for on the brink. What's the difference? And give us an example.
Oh, sure. So outright waste are items like the planes that couldn't fly, things that there's no way they could be used now. So, for example, we built several military headquarters that were intended for when U.S. troops were across the country. And now those troops have gone home and nobody ever used those headquarters. So that's completely wasted. A lot of times they're built with complex systems or with American power outage. And so the Afghans couldn't use them even if they wanted to, and they don't. And then there is on the brink, which is more like things that are at risk that are not waste today, but could very easily be waste tomorrow. For example, in both Helmand and Kandahar provinces, the military bought power equipment that is just way beyond the capabilities of the Afghans to use. And so about $20 million worth of it has just been sitting in storage. So right now, technically not waste because somebody could eventually do something with it, but it's very highly unlikely that they will.
How much money are we talking about altogether in terms of spending that was just a waste?
About $17 billion.
That's billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
And that's since 2009.
Yes.
So there's kind of practical considerations about overly ambitious projects that don't make sense given a war going on or given a lack of infrastructure to begin with. But then there seems to be a sense of no accountability. That was one of the things that struck me in reading the report.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are folks who have been in charge of oversight of projects that have been complete failures and nothing ever happens to them. There's no responsibility that's taken. Most of the agencies shrug their shoulders in some ways and saying that, hey, doing this in a war zone is hard and it's just a challenge. And so people are not held accountable for failings. Like there was a justice center that was supposed to be built north of Kabul, supposed to be a prominent place for Afghan national security trials. And it's nothing but rebar because no one actually built it. And nobody who was in charge of that project was held accountable for that failing.
You called the Pentagon for your story. How did they respond?
Well, they completely disagreed that $17 billion was questionable spending. They have also disagreed with SIGAR quite a bit over the years of their assessments.
And SIGAR is the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction.
Yes. They in particular have disagreed with the Special Inspector General in terms of their assessments of the security forces. They have highlighted the special mission wing, which is supposed to be counterterrorism and counter-narcotics, as particularly troublesome, saying there's not enough personnel, not enough pilots, they're not trained, they can't do maintenance. And the Pentagon very vehemently says, no, they're active, they're working, and it's just going to take some time.
Megan McCluskey of ProPublica, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You can read the ProPublica report at PRI.org.